This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni won a decisive re-election victory Saturday, but his main rival, Bobi Wine, has alleged widespread fraud and said citizens should reject the result. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Uganda's Electoral Commission said Saturday President Yoweri Museveni won a sixth term. Supporters took to the streets to celebrate, but officials are still struggling to explain how polling results were compiled amid an internet blackout. Challenger Bobi Wine, a singer-turned-lawmaker, calls the results fraudulent. He's holed up in his home, fearful for his life, but spoke publicly Friday.
We have certainly won this election, and we've won it by far. General Museveni and his small clique of oppressors are trying yet again to impose themselves on the people of Uganda.
But Museveni says not so.
This may turn out to be the most cheating-free election since 1962.
The top U.S. diplomat to Africa calls the election fundamentally flawed. I'm Julie Walker.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel's center-right Christian Democratic Union Party on Saturday chose Armin Laschet, the governor of Germany's most populous state, as its new leader. The decision comes ahead of September's election, where voters will decide who becomes the new chancellor. Laschet defeated Friedrich Merz, a conservative and one-time Merkel rival, at an online convention of the Christian Democratic Union. Laschet will either run for chancellor or will have a big say in who does. Washington, D.C. was locked down, and U.S. law enforcement officials geared up for pro-Trump marches in all 50 state capitals this week. The scramble followed the deadly January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol in Washington by a mix of extremists and Trump supporters that left